Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, it's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast. Welcome to the episode. On this episode, I wanted to talk about how to price an outdated home. Now, remember that price is part of your marketing plan when you sell a property. It is, and it's part of any product's marketing plan, right? When a company produces a product, they're not only thinking about the message that they're conveying for what they're offering, they're thinking about how that price fits in against all of the other products that are available that they're competing with. And it plays an important factor in what a buyer decides to make a decision on. So when you're thinking about your property, and obviously all of us want to get maximum dollar when we sell our homes, whether that's as a for sale by owner or whether that is, you know, with an agent at a full fee or a discount brokerage or whatever you decide to do as a homeowner. And obviously the reason for the podcast is hopefully you'll understand that selling your own home is not as hard as the industry will make it out to seem. And if you follow the right steps, then you can do it on your own and you can save all that money. So as you're thinking about your property, and you're looking it over and you're putting on, you know, your glasses and put your glasses and your hat as somebody who wants to sell their home, you have a product to sell, and that product needs a price in order to sell, because ultimately the market will determine what they're willing to pay for your house, right? I've said this on different podcasts. But oftentimes people that have outdated homes have a misconception that they're still going to get, you know, the same amount of money that somebody else who sold down the street did, because their house is similar in size and square footage and yard size, and but they're not taking into account that they might be more outdated than the other property that sold. That other property may have upgraded their kitchen or upgraded their floors or their bathrooms or put on a new roof recently or any number of things to make their house more appealing at the price point that it sold at. And so when we think through the things that we need to do to price an outdated home, we have to think through what a buyer would think through. So if you are, let's say you've lived in a home for 15 years and you've taken very good care of it and all the components in the home work, the heating and the cooling system, and the roof's never had any problems and you don't have any problems with electrical, that doesn't mean your home isn't outdated. The pure fact that you've lived there for 15 years means there's 15 years more life that is expired on each one of those individual systems in the home. And that goes all the way down to the paint and the carpet and everything. And so when you're thinking about pricing your property as an outdated property, and you're thinking through what a buyer might need to do to the house, then you got to put dollar amounts to each one of those things as you're looking at the comparable properties. So if we're looking at comparable properties and your house and everything indicates that your house is worth, you know, $350,000 as an example, but, you know, the kitchen's outdated by 15 years, even though everything looks good, right? The counters still look and function the way they should, and cabinetries, you know, still look and function the way they should. That doesn't mean a buyer's going to walk in and go, yeah, it's totally worth $350,000, even though there are other properties priced at the same price point that have been upgraded. So you have to consider that. You have to consider that a buyer may not appreciate your home the same way you do. And I've talked about this a little bit before, right? We get used to the homes that we live in because we just live in them and go about our daily lives. And sometimes we don't notice all the little things that have changed over time. The fact that granite used to be super popular and now quartz is more popular, as an example. Or that gold fixtures used to be really popular and now oil rubs bronze fixtures are more popular. Does that make sense? So when you're thinking about it, you have to consider what that buyer is going to do. And so you're not always, and in most instances, not going to price your property at the top end of the price point simply because buyers will walk through the door or not, because they'll see your pictures online first and go, listen, that house is priced at $350. This house is priced at $350. Similar square footage, similar number of bedrooms, right? But it's outdated. I can't pay for that. Now, having said that, if you're in a market where there aren't any other comparables, where nobody else is for sale with the same, right, comparable items, number of bedrooms, bathrooms, right, the whole deal we've talked about before, square footage, then you can be a little bit more aggressive with your price and ask for more in the beginning. Again, the market's going to tell you what they're willing to pay for, but if you're in a market where there's not a lot for sale, there's not a lot of homes for sale, and there's a lot of buyers, then you can price an outdated property a little bit more aggressively because the market will demand that, right? Simply because people need places to live. When you have a growing economy, when you have jobs coming in and you've got people moving frequently and new construction happening, there can still be a shortage of properties. And in that instance, then yes, an outdated property can sell for the top end of the price bracket. But if we're considering a normal market, if you will, right, a 3 to 6 month supply of properties, meaning there's enough buyers and enough properties for sale that they'll generally turn over in 90 to 180 days, then you do have to be more price flexible. You have to be considerate of what another buyer is willing to invest in your property. They might see the property and it'll check all of the boxes, but if you're priced wrong because you're outdated and the buyer can see that, then that final box, which is ultimately the most important, your price point and where a buyer is willing to make an offer, you may not come to an agreement with that. I mean, properties sit for that reason all the time, whether it's a for sale by owner or a listed property. And so you have to think through that when you're going through the process of pricing your home and be realistic as to what's needed for the market to say, yes, we're interested in your property at X price point. So getting back to our example of $350,000, you know, maybe there's $10,000 worth of work that really needs to be done for a buyer to feel comfortable purchasing that house. That could be in the components of the home. That could be cosmetic upgrades. It could be any number of things. But if you aren't paying attention to that and you don't stick your and you've stuck your head in the sand and say, I have to get this because I believe this is what it's worth, then you're going to run into some challenges getting your property sold. And that's really what this is about. You need to understand what those challenges are going to be. And so my point is this. Think through what's happening. Ask questions of people. If you put your property out there for a specific price and you know you're outdated and you're not getting anybody to call and take a look at your house, then your price point's probably off for how dated your house might be. If you are getting phone calls and you are getting people to show it, then you know you're pretty close. It doesn't mean you're right on, because pricing a property is an art and a science based upon all the metrics that we've talked about before. Then you're probably in the right ballpark and you might see an offer, or you might get feedback that says, well, you might need to be a little bit less to get an offer. So think through that. Think through what you need to do to price your house that's outdated. Think through what the cost would be. And think of it this way. If you were to stay in the home rather than move, what are the things that you would like to see improved, and what are the costs of doing that, right? And just some quick numbers, and this is dependent upon the area that you're in, but, you know, if you have Formica countertops and you want to upgrade to granite or quartz, you're going to spend a couple thousand dollars. If you want to upgrade the whole kitchen, you might spend 10. And so if you're at the top, if you think your house is outdated as it is, should be priced at $350, but nearly everybody's going to walk in and go, listen, you know, the kitchen really needs to be redone. Everything in it's outdated. Then you might consider a lower price in order to get the sale done. And it's better to do that than try and push the point and see if you can get an offer and negotiate from there. It's better to price a little bit under what buyers might be expecting and generate that excitement about the possibilities in the home. Because no matter what you do, every buyer is going to want to put their own fingerprint on their house, even brand new homes that come with, you know, one tone or even two tone paint, want to paint rooms different colors. Or if they couldn't afford the upgrade when they bought the brand new house, they'll want to upgrade down the road. So you just have to think through those different contingencies. Go out and look at model homes if they're building new homes where you're at within, you know, a 5 to 10 mile radius, depending upon where you're at in the country. See what people are after. Look at houses online before you decide to listen and see which ones are selling for which price, which is all part of pricing your property anyways. See what people are doing. How do homes look? How have they staged them? What have they upgraded? And then compare that to your house. Put realistic glasses on and say, oh, they do have, you know, they do have an upgraded kitchen, or they did just redo the master bathroom, or they just re-landscaped the yard, or right, they just redid all the siding or the stucco or the brick or whatever is popular in your area for the exteriors of homes. Just look through the details that are out there, because you're already going to be looking for new homes anyway if you're considering a move. And so what are you looking for in the next home? And the person that's buying your current home is likely similar to you in some way, right? That's why a lot of people that buy iPhones continue buying Apple products, or, you know, you don't switch from an Apple to an Android. The same principles are in effect for those products that are in effect for your house. That's how marketing and sales works with products. And so if you're thinking about that, again, think through what you would do to change the home. What changes would you make, and what are those costs look like? And then apply that to the price that you ultimately put on your home. And I'm not suggesting you have to drop your price so dramatically that you would lose money. This is the same advice I would have given to anybody if I was representing them on a home sale when I was licensed. I would say, we have to take all the factors into account here. We have to understand what the market is giving us in terms of the data that's available. And when we do that, then we're successful. That's how properties are bought and sold every day. So, as always, I hope that's helpful for you, and I hope to see you on the next podcast.